Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FPI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Robin Bradford, whose play Low Hanging Fruit is currently playing at the Zephyr Theater. Robin is a writer and director of both films and plays. Her play, The Good Daughter, appeared at the San Francisco Fringe Festival, where it received a Best of Fringe Award, and she also wrote the libretto for Chant, an original contemporary opera that premiered in Venice in 2008. Her screenplays have received top honors at the Telluride Independent Film Festival, the Key West Independent Film Festival, the Houston World Fest Film Festival, the Moondance Film Festival, the Heart of Autism Film Festival, and the Cinequest Film Festival. Her play La Bella Diva was also a finalist for the Sundance Screenwriters Lab. So welcome, Robin.
Thank you, Allison. Very nice to be here with you.
Well, Low Hanging Fruit is a play about four women who find themselves homeless after serving in the military in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I wondered what drew you to this subject matter right off the bat.
Well, actually, it was an article in the newspaper. I started researching the subject and found that the demographic of military women, ex-military women, are one of the largest growing groups of homeless in America. And I was absolutely shocked.
Wow.
Not as shocked and appalled.
And so how did you go about doing that research?
I started doing a lot of reading. I spoke to people at veterans groups. I spoke to veterans. I spoke to homeless people.
Mm.
A lot was done via the internet, as you know we do these days. But there's a lot of information about women veterans, and there are many organizations really trying to help them. But it's a problem in our society.
And what are some of the factors that go into those people becoming homeless?
Well, I think one of the big things is that the military doesn't really spend a lot of time qualifying people who are fit for service, and especially when you're in a war situation. So we can recruit, and women can go into the military, but it doesn't mean that psychologically, just as with men, that there are people that should be able to do that because they can't handle what awaits them once they get out. And then when they do get out, there are some services available, but we've all heard about how difficult it is at the VA to get your benefits and all of that sort of thing. And a lot of these people feel completely adrift and as if they've been abandoned by the very country that they have served. So there's a lot of red tape in getting benefits, when you get attacked by a fellow, comrade in arms, which is a very prevalent problem in the military, and not just for women, but for men as well. It's a very hopeless and awful feeling to not know there's such a low report rate, because oftentimes in the military, the person that you're reporting on is the person you report to.
Right.
It's a very kind of vicious circle. And I think they just, and it's certainly not the experience of every person in the military or every woman in the military. This is a very specific group of people, and, it's a work of fiction. But I think it's borne out by the experiences of hundreds, if not thousands, of women.
Well, Low Hanging Fruit is also a play about community, because these four women have been together, they've been through those kind of similar situations that you discuss, and then now they're banded together in a kind of encampment on Skid Row, but everything changes when one of them brings a new member in. So I wondered why that changed the dynamic among the women.
Why does it change the dynamic?
Yeah.
Well, they have very specific rules in this camp. Nicknamed the Taj Mahal, and one of the rules is nobody but ex-military is allowed. So these women are suspicious of any newcomer, whether they'd be suspicious of anyone really, but especially since the person is as a minor, she hasn't served in the military, and they're, you know, they're worried that some heat from the outside might come in and put them all at risk just by them sheltering a runaway.
Okay. And you kind of touched on PTSD a little bit earlier. It's obviously an ongoing issue for many who serve in war zones around the world. I wondered, in your experience and also maybe your personal feelings as the playwright, how you feel it's different for female members of the military.
I don't know that it is different.
Yeah, okay.
I think that there's a, there's such a, the Pentagon even says 1 in 3 women in the military get sexually assaulted.
Wow.
By someone in the military. And so if you add that problem onto the classic PTSD issues that these people face, it's overwhelming.
Wow. Is that factual, that it's more female members are sexually assaulted than male members currently?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't mean that males aren't assaulted, but it's a huge number of women who get assaulted. And, there's nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. And, a lot of them are just really suffering. That's the reason that I wrote the play, was to try to start the conversation about it, bring awareness to this topic, and, maybe help a few people.
Yeah, well, it's a really, really interesting piece, and I also hope that people go out and see it because, it's such a contemporary issue. It's almost like it's sort of breaking into our news, but not quite. I mean, at least not as far as you or I might like to see. It stands in the middle as a piece of art that's kind of giving you that information. But I always like to ask people what they're working on next and what we might be able to look for down the line from you.
I'm working on a piece called Test Tube Baby Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the first test tube twins that were born to a lesbian couple in the world.
Wow.
It's a comedy, but it's also a play about relationship. It's a play about loyalty. And it's really about what you choose. Do you choose to help your family, or do you choose to go on a new adventure that life might present to you?
Wow, so you like those contemporary subject matters.
Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much for spending the time with me today, and break a leg.
Thanks so much. We're up, and it's getting great reviews, so I really hope people will come out and see it. Thank you so much, Allison.
Absolutely. Low-Hanging Fruit plays at the Zephyr Theater through October 26th. It's directed by Lee Sankowicz and features Lola Anthony, Ben Kane, Chanda Hartman, Tarasa Skirtino, Cheryl Lynn Vandenvoel, and Christina Wren. For more information about tickets, please visit www.plays411.com/low, L-O-W, or call the box office at 323-960-7788. For more information about LAFPI's resources, activities, and opportunities, please visit www.lafpi.com.